Sports.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Now, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. And for those of you new to the class, there are about 200 of us here at USAPrepares.com. And your instructors are experts in various areas. We're all innovators. We're dentists, medical doctors, engineers, surgeons, CEOs, broadcasters, researchers, physicists, attorneys, farmers, inventors. And we are students rising to become instructors. None of us is capable of holding down a job. This is USAPrepares.com. And I'm delighted to introduce your newest instructor, Al Lanuto. Welcome, Al Lanuto.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Al, let me thank Aaron for engineering this broadcast. Thanks so much, Aaron. And let me just give you a thumbnail experience profile for Al Lanuto. His last name is spelled L-A-N-U-T-O. Now, from 1989 to the present, he's been in the private practice of law. And before that, he was the founder and operator of a full-service real estate brokerage firm. Before that, he was on the Meadowlands Development Commission. That's in Lyndhurst, New Jersey. He's got some education that's certainly noteworthy. He's graduated Fordham University School of Law. He's graduated Fordham University, majoring in finance and economics. He has an arts and sciences degree from Fordham University as well. He speaks three languages. He's been on the zoning board, the board of education, the president of the board of education, a municipal attorney, and a municipal special counsel attorney. So, Al, let me ask you this. What is a zoning board in New Jersey? What does it do?
Very simply, a zoning board is a municipal body that serves to adjust for any zoning ordinances that operate that have unintended consequences upon any particular property owners or his use of it. For example, in New Jersey and many states have zoning ordinances requiring have certain minimum requirements, the lot size requirement before you can build a structure on it, setback requirements, meaning the distance between your structure and your neighboring structure, your neighbor's home or business, certain setback requirements from the street, as well as many other things, height limitations, et cetera. And if a certain particular piece of property has a unique characteristics that render it unable to comply with the zoning ordinance in any reasonable manner, then there are certain statutory requirements are met. The zoning board is that board delegated by the mayor and council of the municipality to grant what's called a variance and essentially give that property an exception from complying with the zoning ordinances, and based upon, of course, an application and a presentation as to why it should be granted. If there's a certain particular hardship that is attendant to that particular property, and that's adequately demonstrated and in compliance with the statutory requirements, it can be granted a variance at the discretion of the zoning board. It's not mandatory that a variance be granted. It is a matter of discretion often, and often those matters end up in litigation one way or the other. If variances are granted, a citizens group might contest it and go to court to try to block it. If it's not granted, the property owner often goes to court to try to overturn the zoning board's denial of its variance. That, in short, is a description of what a zoning board is. It regulates the use of land. It's a land use regulatory body, and it's very much on the front lines of governing the uses, the permitted uses of people's property rights.
Mm-hmm. Al, back in the 1970s, I bought a property on the East Coast, and it was a single-family home, a colonial brick home, and I decided that the garage underneath the home, it was a two-car garage, you just go in the driveway, turn left, and pull into the garage underneath the house. I decided to make that into a family room for our children. And then I decided I would build a garage on the property. It was one-third of an acre. And the group who was in the business of approving the structure decided that they really didn't like the garage that I had proposed. I proposed to build a two-car garage, freestanding, and they didn't like the height of it because I wanted it, the roof pitch to match the pitch of the house, and it was very nice. I mean, it wasn't like it was an eyesore. And they decided that it was 2 feet too tall. And the reason I wanted it taller was so that I could use the attic as storage. So I had, I wanted the attic of the garage to be for storage with steps to go up there. And they said, "Yeah, we think it's too tall." And they really gave me a hard time. And I said, "You know what? I'll tell you what. Here's what I'm going to do. You're right. I don't want to build this garage. For less money, I'll just get this tent. And I'll park my cars under the tent. And I don't need your approval to put this tent up because it's temporary. Now, I'm sorry it's a used circus tent, and I'm sorry it has yellow stripes and red stripes and white stripes, but that's what I've decided to do. And thanks so much for convincing me not to build a garage." You know what they did? They said, "Tell you what, why don't you just build that garage?"
Now, what governing body or regulatory agency was telling you that you couldn't build the garage in the first place?
This was, Al, it wasn't a zoning board, but they are acting as if they were one. It was called I had deed restrictions and covenants within the neighborhood. And so there was like a community association who was in charge of, what could be. Yeah. So, I mean, they were acting like the government, and they enjoyed it. I mean, so I just said, "No, it's okay." And I lived across the street from the guy who was the president of this. So he would have seen the circus tent, every day. And so, so he decided that it was in his best interest to let me build this garage that I wanted to build. But the point I'm trying to make is I think that there are backroom deals. And my question for you in zoning, is there corruption in the zoning area of the municipalities?
Yes.
So let me see if I've got this right. There's corruption right there. So, for example, if someone wants to do something that does not comply with the existing zoning laws and restrictions, a person could pass some cash or bribe somehow someone on the zoning board to sway that vote in the favor of the person paying the bribe?
That could happen. Yes, that could be. The possibility of a public official, and zoning board members are public officials, public servants. That possibility exists not only with as a member of a zoning board, but with anyone holding a office in any public office or having any official capacity with the force of law behind them to make decisions that affect the general public or any member of the public. Cash bribes necessarily what comprise the corruption? No. Although that's certainly a possibility and one of the ways that we historically think of as corruption is one of the most traditional ways. There are certainly other far more subtle ways and exchanges of favors or people who have a certain level of an applicant who might have a certain level of political influence or who might make a contribution to the political party who happens to be in control of that board or that agency, whether it's a zoning board, the mayor and council itself, or some other a public entity, or an exchange of favors, a job for somebody's otherwise unemployable nephew under the police force, for example, could be the incentive for a zoning board or any other board or entity to look favorably upon an otherwise undeserving applicant, or perhaps to dissuade them and to have them deny a deserving applicant for the identical reasons if they happen to be inimical to if an applicant's project happens to be inimical or inconsistent with the interests of someone who does have that political clout or who did give a job to somebody who was unemployable. So it can happen in far more subtle ways than actual brown paper bags stuffed with cash, that is, in my opinion, the prevalent way in which it's done. Not necessarily the other way, although I certainly that cannot be ruled out. However, the subtleties that can be at play sometimes defy any discernible observation or any real smoking gun.
Al, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a commercial break. We'll be right back. Al Lanuto. I'll tell you what the rest of the story is when we come back. You won't believe it. I'm not kidding.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-1000. 2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Al Lanuto is with us. And this hour is a story of one man against the machine, the corrupt machine, and what lengths they will go to ensure that the bribes, the graft, and the corruption continues. Now, I have personally seen how cops and politicians build cases against people that they think are their enemies. And just one simple example is when the police get called on me when I go to an event, okay? And then there's a police report, and it gets filed. And now it just made the news that the United States Navy is keeping a history of all of these police logs, files, and cases. The U.S. Navy. Does that make any sense? I don't think so. But anyway, it's true. So one of your instructors, Mike Parsons, is in prison right now. His crime? He ran for office. He ran for office, and he claimed, his campaign claimed that he was going to clean up Tipton County, Tennessee. He's in prison right now. They want to make sure he doesn't run again. Al Lanuto is going to tell us a story that will curl your hair. Al, what happened when the police showed up at your house?
I presume you're referring to the incident on July 1st, 2008. That's the only time that we've had anything like that happen. And,
And the reason I wanted to, I wanted our class to understand that you are an attorney and you're a brilliant attorney and you worked for the municipality. And you were on the side of we the people, right? You were on the side of eliminating corruption, graft, and individual greed, bribes, those kinds of things. And as
That's
a result,
correct.
you were visited by the police. Did I say anything incorrect?
No, I said that's correct. But I was not the attorney for that same municipality in which our home was unlawfully raided and invaded without any warrant or anything or any basis of any kind whatsoever. Mm-hmm. It was a different municipality entirely. And while I was involved in years earlier, I closed down a lot of the politicians' cash registers. I saw a lot of the very, very, very strange, things occurring right before my eyes. And attempts at sabotaging even my role as a municipal attorney in retaliation for it. Before I'll get to the July 1st incident in just a moment, just to give you an example, when I was just first elected to the Board of Education in Lower Bergen County, where I grew up, about 22 years old. And one of the first things that I see is we have the president calls an emergency meeting just as the weather's turning cold. And what was the emergency meeting about? We have a problem. We don't have any heating. Our heating system is not working. We have no heat for the kids in the school. And who wants to have kids suffer? That's like being against motherhood and apple pie. So of course it's an emergency. We have to hurry up and get somebody in here. We have public, New Jersey, as most states do, has public bidding laws. You have to put things out on a bid. You have to put out contract specifications. And, but there's an exemption to that when there's an emergency. And no heat when kids have to go to school is certainly an emergency. And the president of the board wanted to immediately just pick up the phone and call her friend, the heating contractor, to immediately come in at whatever price and just do the job. And I said, wait a minute. Yes, we have an emergency, but there is no reason why, and yes, we don't have time for public bidding. But there is absolutely no reason why we can't all just get on the phone right now, reconvene tonight or tomorrow morning, because we're not turning the heat on yet, we can at least get a couple of different prices. Now, if you're selecting a heating contractor for your own house, wouldn't you at least call up a couple of contractors and get something, just get an idea if you're being given a fair price? Everybody would.
Absolutely. Sure.
So I said, why don't we all, everybody here, not me, I don't have any favorite person, I don't have anyone that I want to have the contract go to, but let's make sure we're getting a fair price. That's what we were elected for, we were entrusted with the judicious expenditure of taxpayer dollars. Yes, we have to make sure the kids have heat. We have to balance those two and do it correctly.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Going into another commercial break. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. Learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance. Please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Al Lanuto's with us. Al, you were telling us this story about Bergen County, a meeting, an emergency meeting, because there was no heat in the school system. And you wanted multiple quotes for an emergency heating repair rather than just award the job to a friend of someone in the government. Tell us about that, please.
Exactly. Well, it was difficult to argue against me when I was just seeking a very short delay in the awarding of the contract, merely a matter of hours. And I did succeed in getting several other prices and getting other board members to get prices. And we later reconvened, if I remember correctly, later that evening or the following day. And I remember being at the board meeting then, with several prices on the table. And all of them were lower than the original contractor who one of the board members wanted to rush to hire. And when she saw that her favorite contractor was not the lowest bidder, was not the lowest price, was not giving us the best price for the job. She gets up from the room, walks out of the boardroom where we're having our meeting, leaves all of us. And this was about midnight, this was very, very late in the evening. And she walks into the superintendent's office and closes the door and picks up the telephone. Understand, we had a telephone right in front of us, right on the conference table that she could have used. Yet she chose to go into the other room, calls her friend, the contractor, at home in the middle of the night, and then emerges from that room informing the rest of us that her contractor had just agreed to lower his price to be just below the lowest price that we had already obtained. And the board did award the contract to the original favored contractor, but at a much lower price. Anyone could read whatever they want into those facts, but how do you have someone's number in the middle of the night, call them at home? Why do you leave the room to make the phone call? Why can't it be made right in public view in front of everyone else? And why even give that contractor the benefit? Although he did end up do it for a lower price, and we ended up saving even more taxpayer dollars. But it certainly didn't look right to me. I then put together assembled my own list of candidates for the board, and had the people who acted, in my opinion, who were acting against the public interest, had them voted out of office. And with a new slate of people voted in. This is the same kind of thing that I saw over and over and over again, and even more so than when I became municipal attorney with the largest pharmaceutical, with the largest company in the district not paying its taxes, which was a pharmaceutical company. And I went after him in court legally to make him pay the taxes. But the politicians apparently were not too happy about that. For whatever strange reason, they were letting this taxpayer go for years and years and years without paying their taxes. In another case, in order to retaliate against me for shutting down their cash registers, which was obviously what happens here, because when a taxpayer hasn't paid for many, many years, there's got to be some reason for that. There must be something that hasn't been shared with the public as to why public officials were entrusted to serve the taxpayer's interest would let a taxpayer slide for many years without taking any legal action against them. The retaliation against me was fierce and relentless. The one brief example of that was I get a call one day from a fellow attorney asking me for a courtesy on a property tax appeal they had filed against my municipality. And I typically grant such courtesies to other colleagues. And I said, hold on a second, I asked my secretary to get the file. And then it turns out we didn't have such a file. And I said to the attorney, are you sure? Are you sure you're dealing with my jurisdiction here? He said, yeah, absolutely. In fact, I have so many other cases against you. I asked my secretary, my office, my entire office, we had no knowledge of any of these cases. I called the court, found that there were even more cases by other attorneys that had been filed against us I had no knowledge about. Please understand, it was my responsibility as municipal attorney under state law to make sure that we defended against those cases, and that responsibility was a very serious one, and fell squarely upon my shoulders. I later learned that the tax assessor and the municipal clerk, upon whom the summons and complaint are served by statute, were, rather than turning them over to me, as they were required to do by law, they were tossing them out in a deliberate effort to sabotage me in my role as municipal attorney. I immediately wrote a letter to the mayor and council, demanded an emergency meeting, demanded that these public officials be at least censured, if not fired, for dereliction of duty. The mayor and council did nothing. Actually, on the contrary, they rewarded them and continued to promote them. It's that type of activity that would be going on a daily basis. And that's, I really could not stand for, sit by idly and watch that type of corruption and abuse of power, can occur right under my nose without doing something about it. So I took very active steps to curtail the corruption and those abuses of power and violations of people's rights and civil rights, and it all was only met with, relentless retaliation. Getting back to your question, on July 1st, that retaliation reached an apex, if you will, with the invasion of my home, unlawful invasion of my home by the Ramsey Police Department. At 7 o'clock, 7 p.m., on the evening of July 1st, 2008, as I'm in my home with my wife, who was ill, and my son, my 13-year-old son, the youngest of our five children, the police, for no reason known to me at the time, suddenly appear on our property as if they're walking toward the back of the house. And I was perplexed by that. And there was two patrol cars and two officers initially. And I went to the door to find out what was going on. They immediately changed their the direction that they were walking in and come to the door. I asked them what happened. They ignored my question entirely and immediately stormed right into my house. And patrolman Brett Rothenberger was now standing toe-to-toe with me in my foyer, demanding to search my house, as his colleague, patrolman Anthony Fiore, stood immediately outside the doorway. This impasse continued for quite some time while they were continuing to berate me, besmirch me, provoke me, putting their hands in my face, trying to provoke me into some act of violence. All the while, my wife is standing right there with me, demanding that they leave the house. So is my son. There was nothing going on in my house. And their police reports later also indicated there was not a sound coming emanating from my home when they arrived at it. Nothing, not a rose petal out of place, and not a picture frame or center. Nothing. This was simple, pure and simple, unadulterated retaliation. In order to spare my wife from continued intrusion, the anxiety was not good for her health, a condition which still persists to this day and has only worsened. The police officer said, either we come in or you come out with us. And as I said, in order to spare my wife, I went outside with the police. And I'm standing in front of the door in the walkway, about 10 feet from the door. And now I'm surrounded by about six police officers. There's a sea of police cars in front of my home, something that I've never, ever witnessed before, never experienced before. And a wall of blue uniforms behind me, ununiformed police officers. It was though they were going after Charles Manson, if anyone remembers that, episode. This was something like out of a bad B movie. The provocations continued, the yelling at me and provoking me and demanding that I consent to the search of my home continued for 8.5 minutes. During this time, the door to my home is wide open, and if they felt that they had sufficient legal cause, probable cause as it's called, they could have just searched the home rather than demand that I consent to the search of my home, and rather than provoke me into giving given them my permission to search a house, which I refused. Simply asserted our Fourth Amendment right against an unlawful search and my Fifth Amendment right against speaking to them. I told them I didn't have to speak to them anymore. They said, no, you have to. Later in court, by the way, one of these police officers would say that Mr. Luneau was the first person who ever challenged our authority to search their home, which, if true, is a pretty sad commentary. Nevertheless, at a certain point, my wife appears at the door with a cell phone, sobbing, saying, it's Dad, it's Dad. During this time, my father was cancer-stricken and awaiting my arrival at the hospital just before he was about to undergo life-threatening surgery. I immediately thought that perhaps my father had expired. So I disengaged myself from the police. I re-entered my home. The police remained outdoors. I could not hear them. I could not hear the phone call because the police kept yelling and provoking me, even from the exterior of my home at this point. I simply proceed to close the front door. And as I do so, the police stormed through it. Brian Huth, a detective, who claimed to have come in from being off duty just for this incident, punches the door as a patrolman, Matthew Rourke, kicks the door. Matthew Rourke would later claim in a charging instrument against me that him kicking the door was an assault by me on a police officer. Absurd. Wow. And perverse as that logic.
Absolutely.
Might be.
Al Lanuto, hold that thought. We've got a break coming up, and then we're going to have about 5 more minutes. So keep that in mind as you think through what you'd like to share with us.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. But I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks, once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths, or visit DoorDevil.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Al Lanuto's with us. And, Al, the last thing you were saying before we went to the commercial break is the police kicked down your door, your front door, and then they alleged that you assaulted them. Please continue.
Incredible and as perverse as that logic is, and I use that term logic loosely in this case. Yes, that's exactly what they did. And they detained me and arrested me, and I'm in the I'm in police headquarters. What I didn't know, it's important to know, we later learned when I heard the tape of this incident, the one that remained, most of the tapes of the incident went missing mysteriously, as did all of the tapes of every single court proceeding that ensued thereafter, all mysteriously and with no explanation. What I didn't know was that immediately upon arriving at my home, they radio, Brad, and this, I quote, Brad, you know this guy, don't you? End quote. Brad is a Brad Smith with whom I'd had a disagreement over a traffic accident report involving my daughter a year earlier, the details of which we don't have time for. Brad answers a simple, laconic quote, yeah, end quote. That apparently told them everything that they wanted to know. No other additional information was imparted by Brad Smith to these police officers. Then at the police station, Brian Hughes, the detective, made sure that while he was pretending under the pretext of speaking to a fellow police officer, but his eyes were transfixed completely on me to make sure that I was hearing this, he mentioned again the name Brad Smith. And it was very, very clear that this was retaliation for challenging their self-proclaimed omnipotence. They believe themselves to be all powerful, and no one can challenge that authority. Even if they abuse it, no one can challenge their corruption. And if you do, this is what happens to you. The judge in court, who's supposed to be the arbiter and supposed to be fair and impartial, actually condemned my refusal to consent to into an unlawful, warrantless, baseless search of my home. I want to point out there was no warrant, there was no basis to search my house, none whatsoever. In fact, when they did search my house, they found nothing, and they knew they would find nothing. It was simply a vindication of their power and authority over me. The judge, Roy F. McGee, in the Hackensack, New Jersey, says exactly the following in condemning my refusal to an unlawful, warrantless, and unlawful search. Quote, Mr. Little, I cannot imagine ever not letting a police officer into my home to take a look around. Period. End quote. Well, that's all you need to hear. He just they're essentially ripping the Constitution into shreds. And what's important is that this didn't just happen to Al Venuto. In my refusal to consent to an unlawful search of my home, I was protecting my neighbor's Fourth Amendment rights, my neighbor's Fifth Amendment rights, as well as my own, and as well as everyone else's across the country, which are being eroded more and more steadily with every passing day. The examples abound. We don't have time for them. But if there's one point that's very important for a listener to understand is that this doesn't just happen to the other guy, to someone else, perhaps in an urban ghetto. It happens. It could happen to anyone. It could happen in a desirable suburban neighborhood that is otherwise quiet, and to a middle class professional such as myself. It's important that there be a public awareness of what's really going on in the abuse of power, and the necessity of the public awareness and taking steps to begin to curb that.
Al Venuto, we're out of time. And, you know, this is just part one. We need to hear part two, part three, part four. You're right. You're absolutely right. Our freedoms are being stolen from us at the muzzle of a gun. And cops build cases. Politicians use cops to build cases against us. And those cases are being stored in perpetuity at the United States Navy. I'll be posting that story during this break. Al, we've got to have you back again and again. Thanks so much. This is just a small portion of what I know you know about corruption. Again, Al Venuto, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.